Gerald! Gerald! How are you, old skunk?
How are you, you old snake?
Pretty good. Good to see you. Hey, how was your weekend?
Oh, not too bad. A little too short, though. How was yours?
Good, but a little short. business.
Yeah. Well, I'd now be willing to take a look at the proposal your client is making to my lorry.
On behalf of Dennis, I'm happy to show it to you. It's perfectly straightforward.
A little too damn straightforward, Gerald, don't you think?
What do you mean?
I'm sorry, I can in no way say that this represents the interests of my client.
It's a standard itinerary, Gerald. Dinner, dancing, and intercourse.
I beg your pardon?
Dinner, dancing, and intercourse.
You mean a quick hump, don't you, Gerald?
I do not mean a quick hump, Gerald. Do not use that expression in this office. Children come in here.
Dinner, dancing, and intercourse. What do you think my client is, huh? A $90 an evening hooker?
This is dinner at the Plaza, Gerald.
Oh, really? So she's a $120 an evening hooker. Is that it?
Well, at least a hooker comes across. I can't believe I said that.
Gerald, do I sense that your client has certain feelings for my client?
My client makes $62,000 a year.
Ah, but does your client have certain emotional interests towards my client?
He's got a really great car and a mustache.
Gerald, does your client love my client?
Yes! No! He's not sure. Back off, Gerald!
I'll back off, but perhaps now you'd be willing to take a look at the proposal my client's making to your client.
You forgot one thing, Gerald.
What's that?
The actual date of the wedding and the color of the bridesmaids' gowns.
Come off it, Gerald. It's a standard 17-week dating commitment. All my client wants to do is to get to know your client.
Hey, all my client wants to do is to get to know your client.
In a completely different way.
I don't know. I think she's got to know quite a few clients. Let's just look at her roster of ex-boyfriends.
Gerald, that's inadmissible, and you know it.
The Doobie Brothers?
All right, perhaps we were a little bit hasty with the 17-week dating proposal. Perhaps we can accommodate the obvious interests of your client a bit more. How about this? A 6-date schedule with possible sexual intercourse on date 6.
Gerald, I'm no longer interested in this possible sexual intercourse you keep selling me on. Last time, it turned out to be a cheap hand job at the drive-in.
Your client ejaculated, Gerald.
Very sadly. Let's just let sleeping dogs lie, shall we? 3-date schedule, guaranteed sexual intercourse on dates 2 and 3.
5-date schedule, guaranteed sexual intercourse on date 5. Now that's a one-way ticket to Loveland, Gerald. That's a heap of good loving. That's a love arena. That's a love fest. That's a love Woodstock, for God's sake. Come back.
Gerald. Jerry. Jer. Guh. Why don't we forget the guaranteed sexual intercourse clause?
Okay.
Why don't we let nature take its course?
Fine.
You know, the good old-fashioned way?
Yeah, okay.
A 1-date schedule with a guarantee that your client will consume 27 ounces of gin on that evening.
Come off it, Gerald. That's panty peeler and you know it.
Call it what you will. It's a tool of the trade.
I'm sorry, Gerald. Come on, she only weighs 105 pounds, for God's sake.
I believe she weighs 111 pounds, Gerald.
In shoes!
All right. I'm sorry, I can't see her letting her drink more than 8 ounces of gin.
Geez, I think she could drink 14 ounces of gin.
Maybe 10, maybe 10.
I think she could scarf down 12 ounces of gin.
11 ounces of gin.
12 ounces of gin on an empty stomach.
11 on an empty stomach.
111. Done.
Okay. I'll have my secretary pick up the contracts Monday. See ya.